Cynthia Woodland's tattoo has a story. It's about being a young single mom. It's about faith. It's about Tyler.
As he started getting older and older, he really started to get more enamored with kind of the thug lifestyle. It really bothered Tyler that we didn't have money. And so I think that was part of it. I think the fact that his father wasn't around. So who knows, you know, the reasons why. But as he started getting older and older, he started getting farther and farther away and made some stupid choices. And he ended up in a place I never would have chosen for him, in prison. He was in for 8 years. It was a long time. So our relationship got really strained. You know, in prison, you have a list of people, and the inmate has to decide who they want to come and see them. And at some point, he had taken me off the list, and so I didn't have access. I didn't even know the exact date he was going to be getting out. So anyway, I didn't know what to expect, if I would see him and all of that. And so sure enough, the doorbell rang, and there he was, and I was a little bit shocked. He just had a mean edge to him, and it really concerned me. But what do you expect when you've been locked up? While he was in prison, he had gotten several tattoos. It was just, he's into it. And he would always ask me, you know, why don't you get a tattoo? And I'd be like, ain't no way in the world I'm getting it. It's just not me. It's just not me. I mean, fine if other people want to do it, but because of where we were in our relationship, because of all these years that had passed, because I lost him, something in me was like, you know, rather than just saying no, why don't you think about it? And so I thought about it because I feel like desperate times call for desperate measures. And I felt like, okay, I'm finally seeing him after all these years. I want him to pay attention. I want him to know that I love him, if he has not known that. And so I really surprised him one day because he asked me again. Every day he would ask me about the tattoo. And I said, well, you know, I think I might just do that. And he just looked shocked, like, what? I could see that I had his attention when I said, okay. All right, but here's the deal. If I get a tattoo, you got to do something too. And I thought back to what I really would want for Tyler. And I said, if I get a tattoo, then I want you to promise me that you're going to stay open to God and that you're going to remember God and the people that helped to raise you. And he agreed. And he knew that I was serious in asking. It wasn't some frivolous request. I was in a play where I played Sojourner Truth. One of the things that stood out in my mind about what she said was that she'd borne 13 children. And she said, I've seen them most all sold off into slavery. And when I cried out with a mother's grief, none but Jesus heard. And that I felt like she called to me from the generations, you know, and spoke to me as one who understands what it's like to be in those moments when there's nobody else that can understand but Jesus. So we went to the tattoo parlor. It was completely out of character for me, but I just felt like, okay, this is radical love, I guess. I laid up on the table and my prison-hardened son, you know, held my hand as I got the tattoo around my ankle. It was painful, you know, and I remember kept looking at Tyler, you know, and looking into his eyes and stuff. And he held my hand, which was evidence to me he's still in there. It meant something to him, too. He's not going to forget our deal. I hope it's something that is burned into his memory like a tattoo is on your skin. So I got the tattoo, and I felt like a badass after that, like I had earned something. And that's something we'll always have. And so now I love my tattoo, you know, what it says, but also, I guess to me it means love, what you'll do for love.